This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Symphony halls fill up with audiences eager to hear skilled musicians on stage in concert. These large venues can be pretty impersonal. Well, there's an experiment going on in Boston that makes the music experience more intimate. WBUR's Andrea Shea says the project is called Concert for One.
A teenager enters a tiny air-conditioned white room. He's greeted by a young woman.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm great.
Great?
Excited.
Their cordial exchange could seem like an appointment of some kind, but for Eric Chan, it wasn't part of his day's plan. He sits down in a chair facing Jean Huang, and she raises her violin.
This is a folk song by a Taiwanese composer.
You just sit down and the whole world is waiting outside and you're just alone with this person and just share a minute.
1 minute relationships drive violist Reina Yun Zhu's free social experiment where one professional musician plays 1 minute of music for one listener.
Both people are vulnerable. The openness really, really moves you. It's the kind of openness that we really need in the world right now.
The curious line up outside bright yellow shipping containers here in Chin Park near the Chinatown Gate and at Harvard Science Center Plaza in Cambridge. Yun Zhu tested this concept in Taiwan, where she's from, after her teacher at the New England Conservatory shared this inspiring quote.
Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak, and courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen. The whole thing just derived from that concept of us being braver.
Concert for One's 10-day run is expected to yield about 5,000 performances. Celebrity Series of Boston is paying 58 musicians to play for 2 hours each. Audiences who stumble on the shipping containers and muster the courage to go in have no idea what they'll hear. Could be violin or percussion, maybe bass, lute, cello, or countertenor with piano. Typically, when musicians perform for a large crowd, Yun Zhu says it's impossible to see the human beings in front of them.
Even though we go on stage, we look into the dark, which really is a shame that you lose that kind of connection, that somehow it just becomes like a show.
But here, performers and listeners are face to face. Each person will process this newfound intimacy in their own ways.
I feel like it's very intimidating. I'm a little bit scared of actually going in there.
16-year-old Mandy's son says this while waiting in line. Violinist Jean Huang gets why some people might be a little freaked out.
I try not to look at people directly in their eyes because I think they should be able to enjoy this moment by themselves and just them and music itself. But afterwards, I see some people with watery eyes or joy in their face, and it's something that we don't really get in everyday life.
After her personal concert, Mandy's son says it wasn't awkward like she expected. Here she is again, along with her friend Eric Chan, who we met earlier.
I could see like how much she connected with the music and her whole entire body language. It was like as if she was dancing while she was playing.
There's a lot of things going in my head, like, how can someone play so well? How can that sound come out of that violin? Just speechless. It was great.
Written response cards fill a wall outside the mini concert hall. Violinist Jean Huang is touched by the connections she's been able to make so far.
I make people laugh, happy, or sad, and I create beauty. And people say thank you to me. Isn't that one of the best jobs in the world?
At this moment, in this little space, the answer seems to be yes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Concert for One runs through Sunday at Chin Park in Chinatown and at Harvard's Science Center.